This is The Rural Report on ABC Great Southern and Southwest.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Sophie Johnson here with The Rural Report, kicking off a new week. I hope you had a lovely weekend. I sure enjoyed some sunshine yesterday. Coming up, we're heading to the lab, where a project to boost WA's marin production is taking place. And of course, I'll take you through the weather and markets. But first, if getting your paperwork together for an audit is usually a nightmare, this story is for you. Donna Mogg is a grower engagement officer from Fair Farms, a national compliance program for the horticulture industry. She's been visiting from Queensland over the last couple of weeks, chatting to WA growers from the Gascoyne all the way down to the southwest. And she says compliance is a pretty hot topic right now.
You know, more and more they're required to demonstrate to more and more stakeholders that they are compliant, and you know, there are layers of compliance around food safety, around environmental issues, around work health and safety, and around employment issues. So I guess what we try to do is to bring the majority of those last three issues into one program and streamline that entire process.
Why do you think growers should utilise Fair Farm?
Well, Fair Farms is an Australian-developed program, and it's designed specifically for horticulture producers. So it is a tailored program that meets the needs of those producers in order for them to demonstrate to both their customers, that is the major retailers mostly, or wholesalers, or agents, that they are fully compliant with all elements of their workplace relations, work health and safety, and social compliance obligations.
Right, so I'm sure there might be a few people out there thinking, oh, just another layer of paperwork. So how is this different to other programs out there?
Well, there is one other program, a global program, but I think the difference with Fair Farms is A, that it is Australian design. So it's developed against those specific Australian standards, the Horticulture Award, and the things that are most relevant to operating in this country. The other thing is it's familiar in nature because it was designed along the lines of the Fresh Care platform, which is a food safety certification that most growers need to do. So it is a familiar format, and it provides them with some real benefits in terms of, you know, market access, in terms of their recruitment abilities. We're finding that backpackers who talk a lot amongst themselves on the social media platforms are now identifying Fair Farmers. So those growers who have been certified as preferred employers, because there's a degree of guarantee for those workers now that that everything is above board and they will be taken care of. It also allows growers to demonstrate to consumers and other stakeholders and the public generally that they have sat up and taken notice of the 2018 Fair Work Ombudsman's Harvest Trail report and are more than willing to address the concerns that were raised in that report and to repair some of that reputational damage. So it will deliver benefits both in terms of streamlining their operations, giving them a degree of confidence and certainty about those operations, that they're doing everything right, and hopefully reduce the administrative and cost burden on them over time.
Yeah, so what would you say are some of the most common mistakes growers make when it comes to the admin side of things, for example?
Look, we're finding that there are some issues around employment contracts, dealings with labour hire companies, because they can be fraught with danger if you're not on top of how those businesses operate. And obviously work health and safety is a major focus for Australian horticulture. So, you know, we play a heavy hand with work health and safety and make sure that, you know, farms can be dangerous places. So it's really important that we cover off on all of those key elements. Every farm will be different, but we work with the growers to ensure that we can identify risks and help them to resolve those risks before they reach audit stage.
Okay, and is the Fair Farms program expensive?
Well, it's no more expensive than any other audited program that exists currently. But I suppose the benefit here is if you are able to be certified for 2 or 3 years, there's your cost immediately reduced by a half or a third.
Do you think the expectations put on growers to do all this paperwork themselves, you know, are getting a bit overboard?
Look, I mean, of course, you know, I mean, every time growers are asked to, you know, to present something, you know, or demonstrate something else to government, of course it's frustrating because, you know, there is some overlap in a couple of the programs and growers do feel it. But in truth, the majority of this stuff, apart from the food safety, I guess, and you know, some of the more dangerous elements of farming in a work health and safety perspective, it's real. Every business in the country, every person who runs a business in this country is required to comply. So everybody has to comply with the workplace relations, with work health and safety, and depending on, you know, what industry they operate in, you know, with the social compliance issues. So, you know, there is a kind of a standard that every business needs to meet, and there's no question that the standards are higher for growers because we deal in the food sector where food safety and particularly work health and safety are really important.
Fair Farms Grower Engagement Officer Donna Mogg speaking to Georgia Hargreaves about their national compliance program to help growers prepare for an audit. It's 21 past 6.